Lord, tonight, I know it's critical for us to get old and understand tonight. Help us to live in the light we get tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for our city, our state, our nation for peace so that we can live a godly life in Jesus' name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, just take your seat. Let's get into the word of God tonight. I want to deal with something that is important tonight that will help each one of us. There is a way that, let's go to John 10:10. And this may sound a little bit, if you don't get this very clear tonight, I pray you get it clear. Really pray you get it clear. Let's go to John 10:10. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I want you to see this verse in a different way tonight. There are two parts to that verse. The thief does not come except to kill, to steal, to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Can you look up a minute, everybody? This verse will give us a kind of a problem. Can you look up here? What is the use of him giving me life when the thief will steal it? Are we here? You see, imagine somebody is buying me a phone, and there are thieves all over the place, and the phone is not safe. So what's the use of buying me more expensive ones? If you are in a place where they can always get your phone, what do you buy? You buy, what do you call it now? Palasa or something. Whatever you call it. Sounds very interesting. Because there's no need to get quality to it. So this verse has a problem if you don't see it clearly. If the thief is always there to steal, to kill, and to destroy, so why should Jesus spend his time giving us life? Because we take the life in one hand and it's going out of the other hand. So there must be a clear thing done with the thief so that the life I receive, I can keep it. Does that make some sense? We must understand what Christ has done enough. For instance, you know, those days when you buy a phone, they can steal it. Now, it's not easy to steal phone anymore. Very expensive phone. Some of them, they have watch that when you're taking it away, alarm starts making noise. Years ago, somebody came to church. That was how many years ago now? Stole an iPad in church. You know, you see things like that. So, never knew that iPad had the power to trace itself. So the sister just put in, and then the person took it to Lafenwa area, and then they located and went to the house and took it away from him. He won't mind having something like that that can trace itself and knock it out and do all kinds of things. So in the same way, this life that Jesus will give us, is it safe enough not to be stolen and to be destroyed? Are we here tonight? I look at Christians today. I see Christians that, I'm picking my word, please be with me. I see Christians who are very aware of the devil. And you will see a lot of prayer point books trying to give us spiritual warfare to see that the devil is taken care of so that we can enjoy what God has for us. But I don't think, please listen here, I don't think that it will be fulfilling for Jesus to come give us life and does not do anything about the devil to see that life is practically kept safe. What's the use of buying a phone for 700,000 naira and it cannot be safe and cannot be traced? 50K, that's all right. So tonight, we are going to look at something that is important tonight. Do we have peace in such a way that the devil cannot just rob us blind every time? Do we have to be watching over, like they say, pray 3 o'clock, pray 6 o'clock, pray 9 o'clock, pray 12 o'clock, so that the devil won't take? I'm making some sense today. Let's take our Bible. We're going to dig into this. If the second part of this verse will work, then the Lord must have done something with the thief to help us to be at peace, that whatever life is giving us, we can actually enjoy it. Are we here, everybody? Because there's no use having the life more abundantly and somebody stealing it. It will never be enough. Right? So, what has Christ actually done about the devil? Am I right? 2,000 years after Christ went to the cross. Why is the devil still at work like this? Any sensible person will ask this question. Of course, in church, we don't ask. And some churches are actually built on this, about spiritual warfare, Satan, and stuff like that. So let's take our Bible. Let's do some digging in. We Africans are much more conscious of this than the outside people in the world. Let's go. Take your Bible with me. Let's go to 1 John 3, verse 8. Take a look. 1 John 3, verse 8. Hope they find it for us quickly. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. Let me give you the way this verse. This verse is saying this. Anybody who sins, whoever, whether a Christian or non-believer, whoever sins takes his clue from the devil. You can never learn how to sin from Heavenly Father. You only learn how to sin from the devil. So whoever commits sin, he must have actually got it from the devil, a clue from, just like Adam and Eve, they got a clue to sin from the devil. Is that clear? That's not from God. It's not of God. Now, read the next part of that verse with me. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might, please, read that with me, that word, destroy what? Remember, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But now, we are having the destroyer of the destroyer. Now, we know that, what are the works of the devil? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the stealing and the killing and the destroying works of the devil. Does that make some sense? So, from this verse and John 10, we saw twofold purposes of Jesus. Number one, to give us life, right? And life us abundantly. But like I said, he must do something about the devil if we are going to be at peace with that life he has given us. You see, I really want you to think. You know why I'm doing this? Let me tell you what is fueling the devil's power in our world today. You want to know? Matthew 13. Write this verse somewhere and think about it. What gives the devil entrance and what opens the door for the devil? 13th Matthew, verse 19. I'd like you to look at this verse. This is so important. This is from the mouth of Jesus. Can you look up? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, Balumi, can you help me capitalize and does not understand it? Is it possible? Thank you. Capitalize for me and does not understand it. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then, see, I like to look at the verse. Think about it for a long time to come. Put it into your system of thinking. Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. See, the devil can never come into the light Just like darkness cannot come into the light. Are you hearing me? People don't get this. Let's get clear. See, there's no way darkness can come in here. It can only come in at the edge where the light is fading off. There's some part, if you wake up in the morning, that's what you call the dawn on the dusk. That's where the darkness and the light are mixed up together. It's not fully light, neither is it fully darkness. You know that kind of a thing? Now, lot of Christians, that's where they live. Lot of Christians. Where light reaches them and darkness also messes them up. And the reason simply is this. When anyone does not understand the word of the kingdom, then the wicked one comes. And he can snatch away the word, whatever is in the word, whatever life, whatever promise, he take it away. So, now you can see the reason why I explain and talk about. We say, oh, that church, I like what we know. What can I explain? That's what will stop the devil. Moment, you see, they call the devil the prince of darkness. And what is making darkness efficient is lack of light. Now, let's go. See, he said, who does not understand it. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, look at Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. Light. The entrance of your word gives what? Light. What is it next? It gives understanding. See that? See that? The entrance. See that word entrance? See that word entrance? It means to unfold, to make it clear. No wonder the devil is so prevalent in Africa. Before we came to church, I was talking with my wife that the biggest problem of African Christians, somebody must either tell them that the G.O. or Mami G.O. or Pastor or Kenikon, they cannot take word for word like that. For instance, you know, when you go to school in Africa, textbooks don't matter. You just say, what I give in the class, write it down. Am I right? I've been there before. But you can, if you go to all this other time, when you have textbook that is written, you can say, sir, that's not correct, sir. It's this textbook. And it will bow to the textbook. But here, if that is done in the class, wajiagbe. That's our system, to make things not clear and then use the power of eldership to control things. And when we don't understand, see, the entrance of your words give light. Can we get NLT? Give us this verse in NLT quickly. All right. What did he say? NLT. The teaching. Wow. You see, if you want to stop the devil from taking his place in a place, in a church, start teaching. I say, do deliverance. Do deliverance. We'll pack the devil out and we'll come back seven times to us because we are empty of light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the teaching of your word gives light. So, even the simple, and the moment the simple can get it, the devil loses his power. Wow. Light is so powerful that darkness, they don't have to contest. Now, so today, let's do something. Are we here? So let's unfold, let's explain so that we can get some light. Let's go back to John 10:10. We're going to take it, then take 1 John. It's the same John wrote those papers, those letters, and those gospel too. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that he may have life, and that he may have it more abundantly. Are we here? Are we here? So we know the purpose of Jesus here. He came to give life, and give it what? More abundantly. Is that all right? Let's look at the second part of that purpose. 1 John 3, verse 8, we just read. 1 John 3, verse 8. The second part. For this purpose. Now, it said, I've come that you might have life, right? But John was adding more to the purpose now. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy what? Now, can I? Now, you see. When you don't understand something, what does it off? You know what I'm talking about? One of my friends years ago was telling me, he said, their GO was giving a teaching. And this leadership of the church went to the GO, GO, please, can you explain why this teaching? He said, our GO just got angry. I was thinking, these are not small, small boys, so these are hefty, hefty guys. So I said, what happened? Evidently, he didn't get it himself. If you are challenged and you know it, you will say it clearly, right? Now, see, can we be honest now? If Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, why is the devil still walking around in the world? Why is he still causing trouble and messing things up? We need to get that clarified. Because I don't want to be just thinking that Jesus was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, and things are still going on. Killing, destroying, sickness, problem, shortage, lack, destruction, genocide. Is that really true? That will make us to delve more instant. And when we have the light, then we can actually walk in it. Does that make some sense? So let's clarify this. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, we must understand that destruction of devil's works, or else we are going to say the devil has been destroyed. But when the devil starts doing things, for instance, let's go to 1 Peter 5. Put your hands there. Take a look at this. It may sound confusing, so we need to clarify tonight. Verse 8. Now, can you look up? This is after Jesus was manifested in these years after. Am I right? He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like what? Seeking whom he may. But I thought Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. So why is the devil still going around seeking whom he may? You see that word? The devil walks, not walked in time past. He walks, that means present tense. Now let's look at next verse again. Look at next verse. Interesting. Look at this. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by. So why are we still experiencing sufferings after Christ destroyed the works of the devil? Can we be honest about that tonight? So let's dig into that tonight. Destroying the devil, does it mean that the devil has been put out of business of working here on earth? Or what does it mean by destroying the devil or the works of the devil? Are we here? Because there's one challenge for Christians. When they begin to believe the truth and they face challenge or challenges, they seem to think that what I'm thinking here is not really fully it, or something is just wrong somewhere. And we Africans are like that. Tanimo se, kinimo se, klusele. Tolong uti, yajusi mi, tolong, you know. So that's there. So, but we need to get it clear tonight. Why is the devil still doing all these works? Devouring people, devouring life. It's not left here yet. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And he finished and he left. Let's do something. Are we ready? Now, when he first came here, remember how we came to teaching here now? It was Matthew 4. Let's go to Matthew 4. Matthew 4. Matthew 4. Verse 1. And then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. This is after he was baptized, came out of the water, and then the devil came to him and he did all that work for a couple of days, 40 days. And when he finished with the devil, listen, that time at that wilderness beside Jordan River, Jesus dealt with the devil, overcame him, am I right? With temptations. But after he came out of that temptation, the next thing he did was to start preaching all over Galilee. Look at, we had Matthew 4 now. Look at verse 23. Then Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So you can see that after he had this confrontation with the devil and beat him up, he now took his bag and his Bible and he traveled all over Galilee from that victory, establishing. Now, please, it does not mean that the devil stopped working in Galilee. Because if the devil has stopped working, nobody will bring any sick person to Jesus. Am I right? If the devil has stopped working, nobody will do anything that is bad, demon possessed. So Jesus defeated the devil for that region, but he still went about doing something about it after he had defeated the devil. Month of temptation. Do we agree with that? Do we agree with that? In fact, let's go to Matthew 12. Something he said over there. I just hope you think along with me tonight and just don't shut your mind off. I beg you. Don't just, Pastor, I can pray. Pray. That's our problem. Let's go to Matthew 12. I want us to read some verses over there. Mm-hmm. Okay, am I Matthew 12? Okay, beautiful. Yeah, take a look. Where do we start from? Verse 22. Then they brought, the one was brought to him who was demon possessed, blind and mute. And he healed him so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. The guy was delivered from that devil. Next verse. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub. Now, please, can you look up here? Jesus never cast out demons until he was baptized with the Holy Spirit and went into 40 days trouble with the devil, right? He came out of that and became a demon caster out. A demon caster, you know? That's a good grammar. Demon outcaster. All right. Now, people start saying, he had demon power. Let's keep reading. Okay. But Jesus knew their thought and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Let's keep reading. Satan, cast out Satan, is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Now, look at this. If I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. Next verse. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely God's kingdom has come upon you. Let's keep reading. Now, please, this is the verse I'm going to. How can one enter a strong man's house, plunder his goods, unless, what does he do first? He first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. It seems to me, please, can you look up everybody? It seems to me that Jesus, by getting Holy Spirit and 40 days of that thing, he bound the strong man. Can we say that? And then he now went about all Galilee plundering the devil. Because if you don't bind him, the man strong man, you can't plunder his goods. Is that clear? So Jesus was plundering the devil, going around doing all those works. Is that all right? Does that make some sense? Now, that was for Galilee. But what about us? Jesus defeated, let's go to Matthew 15. You see something? I would have Matthew, we've gone Matthew 12, Matthew 15 now. Come and see something. Jesus stayed within Israel. He didn't come to Mali. He didn't go to Ethiopia. He went to Egypt for a couple of days, came back, but let's go. Are we there? Verse 21. Okay, beautiful. I want to make this very clear for you. Please listen to this. Just try and use your mind. I appeal with you tonight. Don't just kind of come sit down, enjoy yourself and get out. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and what? Now, Tyre and Sidon were not part of Israel. They were outside. It's just like Niger to Nigeria. Our law only work as far as Niger, Katsina, Kano, and Ku. Now, Jesus left Israel. Now, went to Tyre and Sidon. Look at next verse. And behold, a woman of Canaan, not a woman of Israel, came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Look at next verse. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. Next verse. And he answered, bam! I was not sent. This victory did not cover everybody except. Have you ever seen this verse in the Bible? Does it ever bother you? I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, how come we are telling Christ about Christ now to the whole world? Let's go on. Next verse. Then she came and worshiped him. Now, listen. When she came first time, she said, son of David, right? Who was David? King over Israel. Now, women are very smart. You know, women, they can come up with anything. They will find their way out. If you don't know, you're not married. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about. You know, so she just came, fell, worship, and said, Lord, drop that son of David now. Master, just help me. Now, that will provoke sympathy. This is not your territory. Woman will make Jesus do what he will not do. He said, this is not my territory, but please help me. And to be honest with you, women and children, they provoke sympathy in our world today. If you go to Hamas, Israel region, who suffer the thing most? Women and children. When a guy is shot at war front, as a baby at home, as a wife. So she said, Lord, just help me. All your theory, I don't get about. Just help me. Next verse. But he answered and said, it's no good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So Jesus was saying that this thing that I'm doing is for children, not for outside. They call the Gentiles dogs from their own mouth. Not Jesus didn't say that. That's what he said. All of them say that. Next verse. Yes, and she said, she had told me, woman, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs. So she's agreeing that whatever she's going to get is crumbs. That doesn't belong to her, but that is falling off from the table. That making some sense? And look at next verse. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. He never even cast out the devil. He just said, your faith. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. That's what he said. Look at next verse. What happened? Ah, Jesus very well. Usakuru well. It was beyond. Okay, this is my personal opinion. I think he went for holiday there. That's the personal. I mean, it's not in the Bible because Kiluwalo Sibe. I guess the work was just too much in Galilee. He was walking all the time. He didn't have time to eat, so he traveled down there with the disciples to go and rest. And Mark said he could not be hidden. That's what he said. Mark told him, he said he could not be hidden. He went there to John, go and hide. But he could not be hidden. So when he found out, he ran back to Israel again to continue work. So, he scattered the Sea of Galilee and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Look at next verse there. Look at next verse. And then great multitude came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and laid them down at Jesus' feet. And he said, the bread is not for you. No, because that's Israel. That's his territory. Does that make some sense? Pastor, but the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's right. The son was not the one yet walking. There was Jesus as the son of man doing things. He's the son of God. Agreed. But now he had defeated the devil for Israel at the month of temptation. And he secured enough deposit, initial deposit for Israel. Does that make some sense? Now, what about us? This is where it is so important. You see, in Christianity, we magnify the wrong thing. For instance, we celebrate Christmas and we don't celebrate much of Easter. Have you noticed that? Easter is not that commercial. Kuta. Jesus Jinde. Huh? But Jesus was born. Holy God. You buy a cap, you wear. I'm going to wish you on the 12th day of Christmas, all that thing going on. When Easter comes, nothing to sell, nothing to buy. Oh, in Lagos, they eat what they call Free John. How many of you are Free John? Oh, no, but also, what they call Free John. Free John is something I was given in Lagos one time to eat. It was amazing. But they did that for, I think they did it during Easter. Thank you, sir. So that's what they did. So, but Easter doesn't, but really, Jesus was born But our real stuff is about Easter. Let's go and do that. So, Bible says, Jesus, let's go back to 1 John 3, verse 8. 1 John 3. I want you to just follow me. I plead with you. So that the demons and the things they threaten you about, what do you do with it? How do you handle that? Let's go and see. 1 John 3. Now, look at this. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, this verse, what does he mean? This verse was not talking about Jesus going around the shore of Galilee. Because he told them not to go and tell everybody else that time, remember? Himself went as far as Tyre and Sidon and returned. Am I right? Now, he's telling the whole world now, what is this? Now, I want to open it for you today. Please listen very carefully. You see, my fear of the dominion of the devil didn't stop until I see this. Please, I want you to listen to this. Of the fear of the devil will continue as long as you don't see this. Of his work, what he can do to you. So, what did he do about destroying the works of the devil? How far? Now, can I ask you a question? How did the devil enter this world? Not how he entered Israel. Mm-mm. How did he enter this world? God made a garden, put a tree there, am I right? And said, don't eat of that tree or else you die. And if you eat that tree, that means you are sinning. You sin, right? Sin is to just follow the devil and his disobedience. So, mankind took from the tree and disobeyed God, and then we enter into all this mess, right? So, if God is going to get the devil off our back, he must undo that disobedience. Or, like this, he must pay for that disobedience. So that our account will be settled. Because the devil had right to hold us. He didn't force us. Eve and her husband voluntarily obeyed him. He didn't slap them to submission. They voluntarily descended and obeyed him and became disobedient to God. So if God's going to break that, see, listen, oh boy, this will help you. The reason why the devil can get anybody, when they pop some juju on the chair in your office, and then you get up tomorrow, you go to the office as a human being, you sit down there, you start getting sick. Do you know why? This is the reason why. This is the reason why. That juju works because we human beings have become vulnerable to the devil. By the DNA of Adam and Eve, we are now open to devil's attacks. Making some sense? Remember, God said something to the devil. You will crawl on the floor all your life, and dust you shall eat. And then God said to Adam, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. So the dust he will eat is the human nature. Do you get that? So as a human, because of disobedience, we have gotten that thing that attracts the devil to devour us within us. Now, if somebody comes here who does not have that disobedience in him, it cannot affect him. That's why if a dog climbs that thing, it may not affect it. So some of them can kill them too. Have you heard the story? No, I don't have time today. I have things to say. You know, they were fighting in one university in Nigeria. And they told the VC was juju man. They're all juju men. So he said, the VC should not come to office. So they took one thread and tied it across his office. Thread, just thread. And then they sent Godogodo, you know, Mopo, to go and clear the thread. But they were Nigerians too. They got to the thread by the door. They took one chicken, threw it across. Chicken died, and died. They didn't enter. They said, you know, this is not a pastor. You know, oh boy, where was I before I got to that? I didn't want to go that way. I told you, where was I? Oh, see, we've lost our journey now. Where were we? Yeah, but let's go to John. Let's go to John. Come and see something here. Okay, good. Hallelujah. John 14, thereabout. Hope I find the verse. Okay. Oh, beautiful. Come and see. John 14, verse 30. Okay, beautiful. John 14, 30. Take a look at this. This is important. I want you to see this. I will no longer talk much with you. Please, everyone, look at this verse. For the ruler of this world, the devil, is coming. And what? What? He has nothing in me that will hook up with his power to destroy me. You see, nobody could kill Jesus. Nobody could kill him because there was no. I laid down my life and I take it up again. And it's my choice. So, remember, when they came for him in the garden, he said, who are you looking for? Listen to this. He said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I'm he. They fell in one lot back. So he told them, get up. He said, I said, who are you looking for? He said, Jesus. He said, this one go. Let this one go. Let this one go. And said that, he allowed himself to be taken. That's when they could slap him, kick him around, do all kinds of things like that. In his hometown, years before, they were about to push him off the crepes of he just turned around and walked off in the midst of them. They couldn't kill him. So he had to surrender himself. Are you hearing me? Because there was nothing of the devil to destroy Jesus in him. He had never sinned. Clap your hands for Jesus. Somebody. He was not there. So this is where it is important. Now, if Jesus could give us vaccination of what he had, he can change our lives for good. We're coming to that in minutes. He said, and he has nothing in me. The devil is working out, but for our own, as people, the devil had things in us. Let's look at Ephesians 2, about us. Now, that's Jesus. He has nothing in him. But we, because we were born crooked, we were born in sin, we were shaped in iniquity. Every one of us, we were born wrong. That's why we are unrighteous. We are not born right. Let's go. Ephesians 2 verse 1. Give us an NLT. Jesus is alive and well. But look at this. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. Are you hearing me, somebody here? So this is what we are born into. It's our atmosphere. Next verse. And you used to live in sin just like the rest of the world. Obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. Besides this physical world you are breathing oxygen from, there's another spiritual world where you are breathing death from. All of us were born into that. He is the spirit at work in the heart of those who refuse to obey God, and that's all of us. So when they put a juju here now, it will catch anyone born of woman. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Somebody say, Pastor, that's called African science. That's not physics. So, that's it. Now, a Christian who doesn't have understanding, remember again now, when you don't have understanding, then the devil can come and take away what is sown in your life. Now, what did Jesus do? You see, Jesus had that, but going to the cross, he volunteered himself to die. Why did he volunteer himself? What came, the devil was shocked because Jesus could not be overcome before. And he just surrendered himself and gave up himself. And Peter and James and John, they were really shocked because, you see, when Jesus was talking to them, Jesus said, "This is our darkness." But Peter knew that that's not the master. So he pulled out his sword, headed for the guy's neck. The guy bent, it caught his ear. And then, if the master won't go around, I'm a catalyzer. Are you hearing me? You'll be the catalyst. And they were shocked. Jesus picked the man's ear because he still got it. Hallelujah. He picked the man's ear. It's the last miracle he did before he died. And put the thing on the man's ear and said, boom, and the blood stopped running. Everything was okay. What was in him could even make that other guy better. And he said to Peter, put in your soul. Why are you? If I can ask my father for 12 legions of angels, that's one legion is about 8,000. I could ask my father for 96,000 angels. Now, be careful. One angel killed 86,000 people. How many would 90,000 killed? Because he left man on planet Earth. He said, but how will it be spoken? For I've come for this very hour. So the very hour was not at the temptation on the wilderness mountain. This is the very hour. Let's go now. Hebrews 2. This is the master of what I'm dealing with. Hallelujah. This will really help us. Hebrews 2. Look at verse 14. This explains why Christ had to become a human being and why he had to die. Can you look up, everybody? Wow. Take a look. Inasmuch then as children, human beings, have partaken of flesh and blood. Everybody here, you got flesh and blood. That's what the devil can use to get us. In the same way, he himself, that's Jesus, capital, likewise shared in what? That same flesh and blood that followed through death. That's why let him kill him. He might destroy him who had, not who has, who had the power of death, that is the devil. So by dying, he did something. He destroyed. The word destroyed there means to put out of business, to paralyze. Let's look at what happened. That through death, so when he was not dead that time, he could not have paralyzed the devil permanently. Are you hearing me? It was a first fruit of victory. 3-0, 1-2-3. But now permanent work. Now follow me. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. That's the devil. Next verse. And please look up. I need you. And deliver or release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let's unpack these verses. If you don't get this, devil will be running riot over your life. And somebody will come up with something that will get you scared. And if you are not careful, you come to RFC, you go from place to place. Babalawo, Pekinukon, Abula Church, I pray for him. Then you go to gospel church, you are doing all kinds of things. Because you don't get this. Jesus' death offered us two things. Number one, destroying the devil. And second, delivering us. So, we have the oppressor and the victim. Jesus didn't only snatch the victim and walk away. He didn't only just bash the oppressor. He did both together. He bashed the oppressor and released the victim by his death. So, you see, when Christ was going around casting out devil, that was not as big as this. When he was casting out demons, those were Satan's messenger. But he had to find time to deal with the master himself. The evil master himself. On the mount of temptation, that's just an initial registration for fight. Have you seen them boxing championship? They bring them out first. They put them together. They do like this. Have you seen them do that? You don't watch TV anymore. They're very holy. I say, watch. And they get to entertainment. You see, can you confess or something? And now I do like that. They start doing like that on their face like this. So what happened? Temptation was Jesus face to face with the devil. Now, the real context took place. In fact, Jesus was using that victory before he started having it. That's why he had to go to the cross. He had already used the part of the money. Jesus was healing people because he would bear their sickness on the cross. I mean, if you're already borrowing a salary, you have to keep going to work to the end of the month. That's why when Jesus said to the Father, can we postpone? Father, can we change? God said, we have been spending the deposit. We can't withdraw now. I mean, if you have not been spending the money, that would be okay, but you have spent the money. We'll have a business. The God of the universe, a debtor. So he had to pay. Am I making some sense to that? So he released those who through fear of death. Now, I want to see certain words. Let's go back to verse 14. Take a look. This is, oh Lord. Let me just pause a minute. You know, when I came to Abeokuta, the first time I entered Abeokuta here, I was confronted with demonic power. First time I came to Abeokuta. Actually, I was in Lagos. I just finished washing my clothes, put my clothes out at number 3, Adebola Ojomo Street, Aguda. I was staying with my friend, who is now with the Lord, Cedric Brown. And my wife, that my fiancé, planned to come and see me to bring soup for me. So there was no phone to call anybody. That morning when I woke up, they told me that there is a woman in Abeokuta that is desperately needing help. Her husband died, and they are ganging up on her to deal with her. And she used to be a seller. Now, how will she live as a Christian now? How should we fight them? So they told me, I said, all right, let's go. So I had wet clothes, already washed. I packed them, and let's go. The guy took me. And my second time, I that day. Now, my dear wife, then my fiancé, didn't know that I'd gone. She came with the suit, lied down on the bed, the room there, and said, waiting for me. And he said, she's gone. So she had to pack her soup, went back to the hostel, disappointed. And there was no phone. Ah! Life has changed, too. Life has changed, man. It's just, I mean, there's no phone. If you're going to get phone that time, you have to go to Nitel office. And then it's ground. I don't remember that. You don't know. But I remember, you know, we used to go to Nitel office. That Okelewo or something there, with their mast up there. And when email came, we had to go and have our email typed on paper. We go and open poster box, like box, we collect it and read our email. COVID. Add again to that. Yeah, thank you. First time in Abeokuta. So when I came in, the first time I was in, they said, as we go and eat. So we got to this restaurant inside Kostab at Salegbein. As I sat down to eat, there was one girl across like that looking at me. And you could see her eyes so ferocious. I mean, I've never seen her before. She looking at me as if, who's this invader in our territory here? I didn't bother. You know, like Rambo, you pick your fight. So I finished eating, and we took taxi. And the woman's house was in that assembly quarters. You know, I was always thinking, praying, I'm talking to God, I'm going to her house. So as I turned the corner of that NUT to enter the assembly quarters, I had this verse in my spirit, chapter 11, verse 9, Proverbs. Let's read it. Verse 9, chapter 11. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys neighbor. What's it say next? But through knowledge will the righteous will be. Not through a lot of noise. So when I had that verse, I just knew that this woman, I need to give her some body of truth to live by. Now, those days I was very rough, you know. I mean, now I'm very nice. You know, so I just entered a house, sat down at the dining table. Remember that dining table? I sat down and I said, bring out your Bible. For about 2-3 hours, those days I was that way. I finished talking with her. When I finished talking about this, she said, if I'd known this 3 months before, my husband wouldn't have died. Knowledge, deliverance. So, I started living in Abeokuta. I'm talking about, see, many of you over here, you come to this church, but you don't grasp the knowledge. You just flow with the flow. You like your friends here. But that won't deliver you when you are facing things that are rough. You have to possess it yourself. You can go down to any of this eatery and sit down there and enjoy the AC and everything, but you don't buy the food, you go hungry. And you have to eat the food. So, after I stayed in a house at Salegbe, I had to move to another house at Salam Kaula. That's where Prof met Prof. When I moved there, there was my neighbor who was a lecturer in the university. Please go and see him. Please go and see him. Please, are you here? As I entered his place, and I saw him, they were praying for somebody, and he was doing, they laid hands on him. He was not speaking in tongues. He was just, this is getting too long. 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 So I said, sir, can I help? He said, please. I mean, things are not working. So I said, the boy, you know, I didn't pray. I said, get up. Sit up. He said, sit up. I said, who's your girlfriend? You have... He said, yeah, I got this girlfriend. I said, what? He said, she's small. We are both in the school, in the university. But sometimes when I look at her face, I will see half young woman and half an old woman. I mean, very old, ragged, and then next one, you see. So he said, if you look at it, that's bipolar disorder. Looking like that, you know, I mean, you know. And he said, she told me that we are going to have wedding before wedding. So she said we should wear white and kill a cock. A cock, is it cockerel or something? And then they killed a cock to have wedding. And nobody knew about the wedding. And they ate. Now she's born again and they got into that. And they now wanted to get him to receive the Holy Spirit. But that thing just won't let him speak in tongues. So what I did, I said, no, just sit up. I said, let's renounce that because Jesus went to the cross. And I said, okay, let's break bread and communion. Let's eat and celebrate Jesus' death for us. And we did. And I said, we are through now. You are free from our brother. You speak in tongues. Just start speaking tongues like that. Just like that. When I finished, my neighbor said, you seem to minister deliverance with intelligence. You know? That's what they call it. Deliverance with intelligence. You know, I went to medical school. They don't do habalaka push. To get you well. They have things to follow through. They got body of fact, body of truth about the sickness. They studied it. They put it in a book. And you look at it and apply it. And of course, you get it. But you know, why do we think you have to go and stand on one odo somewhere, jumping up and down, ukla, 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 ukla. Devil just want to create all kinds of mystery about this thing. But it's not true. But balaro, no one be. Are you hearing me? Just to hold us down. Okay, Prof is here. Prof had 250 bare on his head. I know you won't believe that. Because I didn't sit standing before you. That Holy Ghost fool. Am I well? I mean, 250 bare on his head. And not by just one. What else, Prof? Blade, everything that was usable. Cutlass, machete, everything. 250 on his head. If you don't have devil, man, you got them. 250 like that on his head. And you know, blood was everywhere. He was in the university. So he had to go back to school. Went to go and buy one cap to cover everything. He thought he was doing sakara. He was under oppressor, you know. And just like that, everything's gone today. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Just like that. No matter how thick the darkness is, light just takes out of it. That's why I'm trying to explain some of these things. You know, church is telling me, Abara Usimbe. Yeah. And you also believe it too. How can you consider it? Because you don't get to understand. Let's read that verse again. 13th Matthew verse 19. 13th Matthew verse 19. Let's go back there. So we are going to look at what Jesus did to the devil. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked comes and snatch away. He'll take things away from you as a Christian when you don't understand it. So let's understand what Christ did today. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Let's go back there. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Jesus risked his own life, left heaven, took on flesh and blood, became vulnerable. Bible said he was in the form of God. Didn't count it robbery. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. Let's go to Philippians 2 verse 5. If you're going to really be free from the devil, this is how to see it. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you. See, that mind was in Christ. This mind of your victory. Let it also be also that was in Christ Jesus. Look at next verse. Though he was in the form of God. Jesus was God in heaven. He was being worshipped. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They are eternal, powerful. Did not consider robbery to be equal. He was equal with God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Next verse. But what did he do? But made himself of no reputation. You see, with all that gallery of array of bowing down to him, out of his own volition, with his Father's choice, he determined to remove all that glory and lay it aside. And he took a form of a slave and he came as a man. Can you imagine? God of the universe became a baby inside a woman's womb and a fetus and was born here and was born vulnerable. And they had to carry him to Egypt because one king wanted to kill him. Why did he risk all that? You see the reason why now. And he came in the likeness of men. Look at next verse. Look at next verse. And being found in appearance as a man, after becoming a man, he did something else. He humbled himself again and became obedient to where? To the point of death. Even the what? Remember, our trouble came from a tree. And our answer is from a tree too. See, that's just logical. It was disobedience going to the tree. But he, in reverse, went to the tree in obedience. So it canceled it. Praise God, somebody. So when we talk about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we have the tree of Calvary to counteract it. So he became obedient to the point of death. He took that death upon himself. Why? Why did he die? See, while he was alive as a human being, flesh and blood, he could not engage the devil in that arena more. He could deal with evil spirits. Of course, he met him once. But now, how could he do this work well? He had to do it in the spirit. That's why he had to die and divest himself of that flesh and blood he received so that he could meet the devil. See, they never told you this. Christ died for 3 days and three nights. Am I right? And he rose again. Somebody said, okay, when he died, where did he go to? Oh, he went to heaven. No, I don't think so. You know why? After 3 days, he rose up and he saw Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene said, oh, he said, don't hold me. I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father and to my God. So he didn't go to heaven. Where did he go? He went to the very headquarters of the devil. He was taken down as a criminal, representing all of us. He never committed crime. But before he died, the Father shifted all our sins, all our iniquities, and he took it and put it upon him in such a way, so identified with us, that the Father turned away his face. And he's, oh my God, what? You couldn't call him Father anymore. He's become all of us. So we could become like him today. So he took that on himself, and now as a criminal, as a victim, sacrifice of our sin, he was dragged down to hell. But devil never knew the Father was using this to pay for us. Praise God, somebody. Like ransom, you pay, you take the ransom there and lay it down before them so you can have that person you want to have back. So let's go back to Hebrews 2 verse 14 again. That, look at it quickly. Hebrews 2 verse 14. Inasmuch then as we children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. That's the reason why. That through death, He might knock him out who had the power of death. That is the devil. So the devil, Jesus destroyed. Now, that destruction, we must understand it. Please, be with me today. Because if you don't get it, we think it's just Satan power, powerless power. And mommy water power, like one guy said. And then you are now finding yourself on the Atlantic Ocean. Mommy water, don't say that word. That he might destroy him. So through Jesus' death, that 3 days and three nights, he did something to the devil that destroyed him. But we need to understand that destruction. The second thing he did, verse 15, and deliver us or release us. If you look at, give us KJV, not NKJV, that one is release. Let's look at KJV. And deliver them. So two things happen on the cross by his death and going to the cross and dying on the cross and going down to hell for us. He did two things through the letter 3, letter D. His death brought to the devil destruction and to us deliverance. You got that now? His death brought what? To the devil, destruction. He destroyed the devil's power by that. And second, he delivered us. So our real deliverance took place that day. He delivered them. Who through what? Okay, see that word. See that word. Through what? Fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So we know now. We know now that he did certain work on the devil. But devil had certain thing that he used against us. Let's go back to verse 15. Take a look at this. Take a look at this. Take a look at this. Verse 14. That through death he might destroy him who had the power. See that word? The power of death. Now next verse. The fear of death. So the power of the devil is power of fear. See, every time it could make us afraid, it's gotten us. Now, what is fear? Let's explain it. Actually, if you want to understand fear, fear is a lack of a presence. But Pastor, what do you mean? Let me show it to you. Fear is simply about you are naked, you are alone. See, you are going to exam hall, you are afraid because you are alone, man. You have not read enough. How many of you remember how you tackle fear when you're very small? You are very smart at that time to tackle fear. When you are about to go to your room, it's dark, what do? You bounce back. Mom, I'm not going now. I'm not going. The mom says, Dad said, there's something there. There's something there. And then Dad will say, let's go. And then you hide behind your dad. Dad moves in. Let him move first. Then you enter, put on the light. See, I told you there's nothing here. There's something there. But there's nothing there. So Dad will say, Dad, have you been there before? Dad will say, lie on your bed and sleep. And then you lie on your bed. Dad will put up the light. Dad, you don't put up the light! Anybody there? Leave the light on. You got it? Then, like one boy, you know, he was in the night, he was sleeping on his bed. Dad was in the room with you, mommy. So he was sleeping on the bed, and there was lightning. So he thunder. He got up, ran to the father's room. Dad said, go there, God is with you. So the boy went there, and lied down. Then there was lightning and thunder again, bam! He ran again down, bam! Entered the room. Dad! He said, go there to your room, God is with you. You can lie down again. Third time, there was lightning again. He ran to the father. The father said, God is with you. He said, I want God with skin on. You know, I want God who I can touch and feel. Daddy, follow me. Remember, I said, fear not, for I am with you. The devil is telling you, you are alone. You can't handle this alone. You can't face this alone. Every time you get afraid and you get depressed, it's because you are alone, and that's what you see in your imagination. You see, we are afraid of death, that one day we are going to die. They're going to carry us, put us in a coffin. And then when we put us in a coffin, they look around us, our face will turn black, and then they carry us out and take us to somewhere. But then, when you know, though I walk through the fear of shadow of death, that means I'm going to go through death with him. And it's waiting for me on the other side. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's why, see, to Christian, death is not death. It's a depart to go and be with Christ, which is far better. There's no fear anymore there. It's there. Praise God, somebody. How are we sure it's there? Because himself died, and he went through death, and he turned into a doorway, and he came back here. Praise God, somebody. Nobody ever went through death and came back. But he went and came back, not as a ghost, but as alive and well, flesh and bone. Praise God, somebody. You got that? So, I'm closing like this, that the deliverance, the release, is that when Jesus went to the cross, he actually defeated the devil. And then second, he also delivered us. That's why we say, you overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. It doesn't mean red corpuscles. When I was in school, we used to pray, I sprinkle the blood on the road I'm traveling. If Jesus' blood was about 70, Jesus was about 70 kilogram man, so his blood is about 5 liters, according to science. If it is sprinkling, Peter will have finished it a long time ago. No, it's not the sprinkling. It's that death, you see, blood stands for life. So when we say the blood of Jesus, we are saying, the devil, I've overcome you by Jesus going to the cross and you are finished. And the reward is that his death has released me. You got that? Now, Pastor, thank you very much. We are in church. There's no devil here now. But when I go to my office, when I go to that, what do I do? Let's be there. Now, I have to explain this very well for you. How do you apply this? In fact, before I left home, God just helped me. He said, don't go and say all I said. Don't go and say all I said. I want us to show them how to apply it. And he told me what to say. I'm so glad he did. Before I say it, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Now, how do you, because this all things is useless if you cannot apply it. How do you apply all this in your life, in your